Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show invites you to test your wits against LBs.
I think people just feel sorry for me, that's all. Because I can't pronounce words properly.
It's time for Facts Schmacks.
These are things that don't need to be worried about.
All right. Time to try to outwit the dimwit on this show, and it is new daddy John who is up first this morning. John, I assume you, unless that's you're trying to creep Danielle out, I assume you had a child recently. Is that why that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. What'd you have?
A little boy.
Oh, what's his name?
John Jr.
All right, let me ask all the questions in case I'm asked by my wife later. How many pounds?
He was 9 pounds, 4 ounces, whoa, 20 wow. inches tall.
How long was the labor?
There was no labor. He was a C-section.
All right, good. All right, yeah, now I have all the answers. All right, well, speaking of medical things, a new daddy John, there is a medical name for the butt crack. Fact or schmacked?
Fact. Absolute fact.
You would say absolute fact, really. LB, what do you say?
Well, it's 2017. Butt crack's a trigger word.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And what's a trigger site also? It's something
God forbid some kid in college tells a girl she has a great butt crack and she's in the fetal position. Calling HR. So I'll agree with the new baby daddy.
All right. So you would say it is fact. And yes, it is fact. It is known by doctors as the intergluteal cleft.
Oh, cleft.
All right. So, Danielle, we do not see, thankfully, anybody's intergluteal cleft here in the here in the studio this morning.
LB, pick up this pen.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, Chris?
Doing good.
Way to work, Chris.
Where are you from, Chris?
Winchendon.
All right. Chris, Donkey Kong got its name because the creator believed that donkey meant stupid in English. Fact or schmacked?
Schmack.
You know what? Again, I'm going to agree with our Winchendon listener, and I'm going to go schmacked as well, because there's not a human being on the planet that doesn't know that a donkey means ass.
It is actually fact.
Wow.
Yes, and he wanted to convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape. And so that is indeed, believe it or not, a fact. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Eric, how are you?
Good.
Eric, Mr. Potato Head was the first toy ever to be advertised on television. Fact or schmacked?
I'm going to go with fact.
Okay. LB?
I'm going to go schmacked.
What would you guess it was if it wasn't Mr. Potato Head?
The hula hoop.
Really? Good guess.
That's a good guess.
I would have guessed the yo-yo.
That's another good one.
What's that? Or the slinky. Yes, slinky, slinky.
Slinky was late.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy. But Eric and LB, sadly, it is fact. It was Mr. Potato Head.
That came first,
yeah,
really.
It was the first toy that was ever advertised on television. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Andrew, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Eric, there are two tiny holes which are drilled in every Bic pen, and they are drilled there so that you can insert a needle in case the ink is not flowing. Fact or schmacked?
Fact.
Fact. LB?
Yes, complete fact, because I always used to play with that little hole with my finger.
You did? Yes. Yeah. That's not code.
No, you could never fit your finger in there. But
I'm sorry, that is schmacked. They are drilled there so that the air pressure is the same both inside and outside the pen.
Trick question.
Which helps it flow to the tip.
Nice.
Could you repeat that?
No.
The last part of that, Danielle?
No, I could not.
You cannot. Just
no.
It's flowing to the tip.
It's flowing to the tip.
All right, that is Facts Schmacks this morning.